The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin is discussing the halachas of Hafroshes Chalo. So the Gemara talks about what's the halacha of Gilgul Akum. The halacha is that the chiv to separate challah when you make a dough. The chiv does not start until you mix the flour with the water. And that mixing flour with the water that creates the chiv challah is called Gilgul. The Kumar's question is, what if the Gilgul, the mixing of the flour with the water, was performed by a guy? Is such a dough chayiv in challah? Is a person obligated to be mafresh challah? Or is a person not obligated to be mafresh challah? What's the question? So the Gemara says the question is based on the fact that there's a similar halacha when it comes to being mafresh trumas and meisers. We know that in Eretz Yisrael there's a chiyuv to separate trumas and meisers from any food that grows from the ground. When, at what point in time does the food that grows from the ground become a chiyuv to separate meisers? So the Gemara says the halacha is becomes mechuyev at the time when a person is finished processing the food, and the Gemara calls that miruach. When you take the grain and the grain is completely processed, you cut it off the ground and you separate it, you do all the things you're supposed to do to the grain, and then you make a pile and it's finished and it's ready to be taken, to be ground up, to be eaten. So that is called miruach. That's when you smooth the pile. And the Gemara says that if the miruach was performed by a guy, miruach akum, the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim. Some tanoim hold that miruach akum is chayiv in challah, although the guy performed miruach it's chayiv. And some tanoim hold that miruach akum is potter. So the Gemara wants to know, if we paskin by meiser that miruach akum is potter, then when the guy performs miruach, then this food cannot become chayiv in meiser. So then we should say the same thing. At the point in time where it becomes chayiv and challah, which is the gilgul, if the gilgul is performed by the guy, then it should also be potter. So the Gemara says that really this should be the case, that if miruach akam is potter, so then gilgul akam should also be potter. However, the Gemara says we have a mafurish of braisa that says that it's not like that. The Gemara says that the Gemara brings a braisa that it's mucha from the braisa. We see clearly from the braisa that miruach akum is chayiv, that when the guy performs the miruach, it is still chayiv in meiser. Nevertheless, when the same braisa talks about challah, the braisa says clearly that if the guy performs the gilgul, it will be potter. So the Gemara asks, that doesn't fit. If I hold the miruach akum is chayiv, so then gilgul akum should also be chayiv. So how could this one tana hold that miruach akum is chayiv, and yet we'll say that gilgul akum is potter? So the Gemara says that you're right. Really, since this tana holds that the gilgul is performed by the guy, then it's potter from challah. So too he'll hold that the miruach that's performed by the guy is potter from meiser. However, the Gemara says that even though in our Torah it's potter from meiser, even the man d'amar who holds the miruach akum potter will agree that midirabbanon one is obligated to take off Chumisu Maestris. Why? So the Gemara says in the bottom of Salazai Ben Aleph, it's Chai Midrabonon, Gezeira Mishum Bale Kisen. It's a Gezeira because of Bale Kisen. Rashi explains, who are Bale Kisen? These are people that are, they want to make money. They're making money off selling the Tefuah. And they don't want to have to take off Chumisu Maestris, because if they take off Chumisu Maestris, then they're going to be left with less grain they could sell. So therefore, they're actively looking for a way to circumvent the obligation to separate meiser. So what do? They have a murder geinfeld. They have a way out. What's the way out? They will transfer the ownership of their tvua to a guy, or they'll get a guy to do the miruach. And when the guy performs the miruach, it will become potter from meiser. It becomes potter from meiser. So now they could sell back to this person, and and the yid will buy it back, and then you won't have to separate chumas and maestras because it will be potter. So what's wrong with that? So the Gemara is worried that a person might come to say that he did it and he really didn't do it, or he might not be makin in the proper way. So if he doesn't do it properly, it really will be chayv in meiser, and he won't separate meiser. So therefore, the Chacham made a gzeira that even somebody who does it, he's not going to get out of being chayv from meiser, because midrabbanon miruach akum, even when the guy performs the miruach, it will still be chayv in meiser. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. The Braisa that said that even when the guy performs the miruach, it's still chayv in meiser, when the guy finishes, that's because it's chayv midrabbanon. But when it comes to Gilgal, when it comes to the guy, when the guy made the dough, there we say that the Gilgal of a guy is not obligated in separating challah. And the Gemara says that even midirabbanon, there is no obligation to separate challah from such a dough that was made, that was mixed by a guy. So the Gemara asks, why not? The Gemara says, Yehoka afilu challah nami. They correct the Gemara, even by challah, let's say the same thing. Just like there is a gzeira, the Chacham made a gzeira midrabbanon, that when the guy does miruach, it's still chayv in meiser. So too we should say that when the guy mixes the flour with the water and creates the dough, it will be, even when a Torah is potter from challah, midrabbanon will be chayv. Why? We should be afraid that he'll have the guy do it, and he'll think that because the guy is going to do the gilgal, it'll be potter. And really, it's not potter. So the same gezeira that we made by miruach, we made by meiser, should apply by challah as well. So the Gemara answers that by challah, these people who are looking for a way out, they're trying to find a way where they will have this dough. They have a bakery and they're trying to get out of being mafresh challah. So they're not going to give it over to a guy. They have a different way how they'll get out of it. How are they going to get out of being mafresh challah? The Gemara says, "Ebshu da afilu pachis mechameshes revon kemach va'oid." The Gemara says, if they want to, they don't have to give it to a guy. They have a different way out. Since they have a different way out, so we're not afraid they're going to give it over to a guy, and we don't have to make exer. What's the other way out? So the Gemara says, the other way out is based on a halacha that when a person has to be mafresh challah, when he makes dough, there's a minimum amount of dough that a person has to make, a minimum amount of flour that a person has to make in order to be chayiv in challah. And that is, the Gemara says, the shear of chameshes revoim. The shear of 5 quarters of a calf, which is 1 1/4 of a calf, if you make a dough from that amount of flour, that is chayiv in challah. So machloek is apoyskim, how much it translates to with modern equivalents. It's somewhere between 2.5 to 5 pounds of flour. Somewhere in between over there, the Machmir will hold 2.5, the Mekilim will hold 5. Either way, somewhere between that amount, that is Chameshes Revoim. Kemach, if somebody makes a dough out of less of that amount of flour at one time, it will not be Chayiv in Challah. So these people, they're trying to circumvent the Chayiv Challah, they have a different way. The way they're going to do it is, they're going to be Mafrish less than a Shear. Now Rashi says, the Afi Lepoch Behir Revoim Kemach, Rashi says, that there's no problem. The reason why the Rashi is lahachilay gazrinam bechal, the reason we don't make exera by chala, the avoy larume motzi larume behetera. Rashi says if these people want to pull a trick and they want to get out of being chayiv in chala, they don't have to do it in a way which is not mutter, which is giving it to a guy. They have a way to do it which is mutter. So Rashi says clearly that there is no problem if a person wants to deliberately, he wants to make a lot of bread, but he doesn't want to be mafresh challah. So if he deliberately splits up all his flour less than 5 revolim, less than the shear at a time, that he makes at a time, and he keeps them separate, that he doesn't mix them together, 100% mutter, there's absolutely no problem, will not be chayiv in challah. Problem is, that with this Rashi, is that it's not true. And this question is asked by the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim, in his Hagois on the tour, says the Feirish tour, the tour in Hilchos Challah and Yerideh Simin Shin Chav Dalet, and it's halacha that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simin Yerideh Simin Shin Chav Dalet Sif Yedalet, says very clearly that it's aser for a person to make less than a pachas mishir. It's aser for a person to make less than the shear of challah. It's the Feirish, and the truth is, it's the Feirish Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim. The Gemara says in Pesachim that when they make matzah, And this is the halacha, that when they bake matzah, so they were afraid that it was going to become chametz, so they would bake less than the shir challah at a time. They would not make enough dough that would be chayv and challah. They would bake less than the shir. And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara asks, how can you bake less than the shir? You're being maskeel the chayv challah if you're doing less than the shir, not chayv and challah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, no, it's not, it's a maisa, it's going to become chayiv and challah, because after you bake all the matzahs, you put them in one sal, you put them in one container, and halach is, by putting all the matzahs into one container, once you mix it together, even after it's baked, it's mitzaref to the shear, and now it becomes chayiv and challah. So you see clearly from the Gemara that the Gemara is bothered. How could you bake less than the shear of challah? You're being maskir the mitzvah. You're getting yourself out. You're taking yourself out of doing to be mafresh the mitzvah of challah properly, being mechuyah to be mafresh the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do that. So frek the machne frayim on Rashi. How could we learn the Gemara? How could the Gemara say such a thing that with a person gonna bake less than the shear of challah, that he's doing something that's not a problem? It's not true. It is a problem. So the truth is that this halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says, this is a halacha that it's osur to make less than the shear of chamesh zervoim. What's the case? What exactly is the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah talking about? Now, if a person's not hungry, he's not so hungry, he's not going to eat five chamesh zervoim. Oh, he's not that hungry. He's moderately hungry. So he wants to eat a slice of bread. One bread, small, a very small roll. Is he going to tell me that he's mechuyev to go take chamesh zervoim and bake it? He's going to throw the rest in the garbage. Obviously, you can't say that such a person is mechuyev to bake a shir challah just to be mafresh to be mafresh to shir challah. So obviously what the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Paiskim explain this, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who wants to bake a shear. Obviously, if somebody is not interested in eating the amount that's chayiv and challah, he's only interested in making what he wants to eat, and the amount he wants to eat is less than the shear of chayiv challah, he's not mechuyev to bedafka go and make more than he needs, more than he wants to eat. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is where somebody wants to make a shear. He's making a big party, or he has a bakery. He needs a lot of challah. He taka needs the shear of chamesh zervoim, but he's trying to get himself out of the chiyuv. He's trying to get out of the chiyuv of being mafresh the challah, and therefore he deliberately splits up his dough. He splits up his flour into less than the shear. So then that's also because there he's deliberately trying to get out of the mitzvah. To get himself out of the mitzvah, that's osur. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant when the Shulchan Aruch said that it's osur to make less than the shear of a challah. Now, in Argumara is obviously talking about this guy. This guy has a lot of challah. Really, if he made one big dough, it would be chayiv. But he's making it in a way that he wants to separate in a way we thought. And that Rashi says is mutter. So we can't just answer the question by saying that, oh, we're talking about a case where a person's not so hungry and he doesn't want to make that amount, because it's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara is not talking about such a case. So that's not a good answer for the Machna Frayim's kash. However, we could say that what the Gemara means to say is as follows. The Gemara means to say that although it's true that the Gemara says, the Gemara is asking a kash, why aren't we afraid that the guy who wants to get out of the mitzvah of challah, he's going to give all his tevuah, or he's going to say that he gave all his tevuah to a guy, and therefore the guy did the gilgal on his pot. So the Gemara says, he's not going to say that because he has another eitzah. He has another eitzah. His eitzah is he'll bake less than the shear. If he's doing less than the shear, he's likely doing something wrong. If he's doing something wrong, so then we should make a gzera, make a knas. If he's doing something wrong, why is this better? The answer is that over here, it's much easier to get away with it. Although it's true that what he's doing is wrong, that he's making less than a shear of challah at a time, but it's much harder to catch him, because he could always claim, yeah, because I'm not so hungry today. If a person gives all his food over to the guy to make it, so there, it's very much harder to claim, yeah, I don't want it, I just want to give it over to the guy. But he really doesn't, he really wants it back. It's very clear that he wants it back and he wants to sell it. He has a bakery and he wants to bake his food and sell it. But over here, although it's true that a person is not allowed to bake less than the shear, but what the Gemara means to say is that a person will much rather try to give an excuse that I'm baking less than the shear. When you bake less than the shear, you're doing something which you're not supposed to do. Okay. But he could always, it's much easier to get away with it, because he'll say, well, I'm baking less than the shear because I'm not planning on eating more. So therefore, we're not so afraid. Again, we're not afraid that a person will dafka give over to his flour to a guy, and the guy will do the gilgul, because he would much prefer to do this method of only making less than the shear at a time. The truth is, it's a possible pshat in the Gemara. It could be that's what the Gemara means. It's a little difficult to read this into Rashi. Rashi says that what he's doing is heter. It's Rashi saying that he's doing a harama of something which is what he's doing right now seems to be mutter. So it's possible to suggest the following. That although it's true that the halacha is that a person is not allowed to make less than the shear of challah, deliberately split his flour into less than to sizes, like less than the size, in order to make himself putter. Although it's true, however, what exactly did he do wrong? Right now, he mixed the flour with the water, it's less than the shear, it's taken not chayiv in challah. Elamai, what's he doing? He's doing something. He's doing something wrong. What is he doing something wrong? What's the problem? The problem is that he is doing some sort of trick to get himself out from not becoming mechuyev in the mitzvah. He's not doing something which we can say is usur. It's not technically speaking what he's doing. It was an avera. He's like he's taking something which is usur and he's putting it in his mouth and eating it. When somebody does a gilgul akum and he doesn't do it properly, or he does a miruach akum and he has the guy do the miruach, and now what he's doing is saying, well, he says, all my food is not chayiv in meiser. It's not really true. It really is chayiv in meiser. Really, all this food is tevel. And he's claiming that this food is mutter to eat, and really it's usur to eat. Really, it's chayiv in trumas and meiser. So he's doing something which is usur. There's something inherently wrong with his tefuah. His tefuah is usur to eat. And he says it's mutter to eat. That is a real isser. Although the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody breaks up his dough, breaks up his flour into pieces that are less than the size, less than the shear, and is not chayiv in challah, the Shulchan Aruch says it's usur to do that. A person's not allowed to do that. But at the very worst, that's an isur gavra. That's an isur on the person. The person is doing something incorrectly. But we can't say that it's a technical, it's something which is inherently wrong. Because a person theoretically could say, I'm not eating more. Even though this person does want to eat more, but it's a lack of becoming mechuyev in a mitzvah. So he's doing something which is wrong. It's not what the Torah wants. However, it's not something that we can inherently say is isser, and that's why Rashi calls it hetera. Rashi calls it heter, not to mean that it's 100% mutter and you're not doing anything wrong, but in the actual event of needing less than a shear of chameshes revoam of flour, inherently of itself, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not something that I consider isser. This person's actions in general are incorrect, but it's not something that has the stamp that's considered isser, and therefore Rashi calls it heter, and it's not a problem. And it could be that with this understanding, we can understand the very basic question, because the Gemara over here says that since we're afraid that a person's going to do Miruach Akum, so they said even though Miruach Akum is Potter, so he said, okay, but it's still Chayim Midr Rabbonah. So the Gemara says, so we make the Gzera by Gilgal Akum. No, we don't make the Gzera by Gilgal Akum. The answer is the Gemara, because the person will have a different Eitzah. What's he going to do? He's going to make less than Chameshes Rivoam Kemach, which is not Chayiv at all Min HaTorah. The question is, true, it's not Chayiv Min HaTorah, but why didn't the Rabbonah make a Gzera that at very least Midr Rabbonah, if you make less than the Shir Chala, it should be Chayiv in Chala? We know, api halacha, there's no such gzera. Nobody ever said that if somebody is making a dough that's less than the shear because he's not planning on eating more, so he didn't do anything wrong. But we don't say, well, there's a gzera, just like we made a gzera by miruach akum, so we should make a gzera that when someone has less than the shear of challah, that it should be chayiv and challah midrabbanan. It's not true. There is no such gzera. Why not? If the Gemara is saying by Miruach Akum we made such exer because people were doing something which is not right, so people are going to make the same exact mistake, they're going to make the same exact trick by less than the Chameish Revoam, and we don't want them to pull such a trick, so therefore we should make exer. The answer is that when somebody does Miruach Akum, that's Isser. He's taking something which technically is Chayiv in Trumas and Meisers, and he's making it Potter. Over here, it's the opposite. Over here, it's something that was never mechuyev. He's doing something which is never mechuyev. He's doing something wrong. It's true, it's something which is wrong, but it's not something that's connected to the actual flour. the actual food itself, on its own merit, is considered 100% mutter. There's nothing usr with it in the first place. So in such a thing, the Chazal said, it doesn't make sense that we should come and make a gzeira that it's usr, if it's only something that the person is doing. Okay, the person is using a legal loophole, halachic loophole, to get out of this chiyuv and challah. Okay? It's a loophole, but it's not something that's inherent to the food itself, to the flour itself. And therefore, there is no gzeira. The Chacham did not make gzeira in such a case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.